The night skies above Britain are often cloudy and grey and flooded with light from the cities. So to look deep into space, astronomers must travel to remote locations far away from centres of population. The very best sites are at altitude, often above cloud level, where the distorting effects which are present even in clean air are minimised. This is why Britain owns or shares telescopes on mountaintops in Australia, Hawaii, the Canary Islands and Chile. Many of the beautiful images included in Window on the Universe were taken by astrophotographer David Malin, using the Anglo-Australian telescope and UK Schmidt telescope on Siding Spring Mountain in New South Wales. At an altitude of 4.2 kilometres, the telescopes on Mauna Kea in Hawaii are higher than half Earth's atmosphere, about as high as it is possible for astronomers to work without breathing apparatus. This is the site of the 4-metre UK infrared telescope and the 15-metre James Clerk Maxwell sub-millimetre telescope. At an altitude of 2.35 kilometres, the Roc de los Muchachos Observatory stands on the rim of an extinct volcano on La Palma in the Canary Islands. With its 4.2 metre mirror, the William Herschel telescope is the largest in Western Europe. The Isaac Newton telescope has a mirror of 2.54 metres, and the 1 metre Jacobus Kapteyn telescope completes the trio, which is known as the Isaac Newton Group. The new Gemini Observatory operates twin 8-metre telescopes on the summits of Mauna Kea in Hawaii and Cerro Pachón in Chile. Britain has a quarter share in these very powerful and sophisticated telescopes, which, since starting operations in 2000 and 2001 respectively, have delivered the sharpest ever infrared views of faint galactic and extragalactic objects. A very exciting new British enterprise is to join the European Southern Observatory's Very Large Telescope project at Paranal Observatory on Cerro Paranal in the Atacama Desert, northern Chile. The VLT consists of 4 8-metre telescopes, which when working in combined mode have the total light collecting power of a 16-metre single telescope, making it the largest optical telescope in the world. Window on the Universe uses a number of spectacular images captured by this unique telescope, which will soon be used regularly by many astronomers from Britain.